is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. A powerful Republican is breaking with President Trump on the Epstein files. House Speaker Mike Johnson says he believes the attorney general should release all information about the late sex offender.
It's a very delicate subject, but we should put everything out there and let the people decide it.
Johnson on the Benny Johnson Show podcast, correspondent Scott McFarland says the attorney general would have to okay the release.
There are so many different players in this sordid drama, but right now Pam Bondi is at the center of what to do with the files. If there are files to be released, it's her decision whether to do so. And so many allies of the president are urging her to do so. It's not the Democrats. It's not third parties. It's powerful people in the MAGA universe, and she right now is in the political epicenter of a storm.
Bondi insists Epstein did not have a client list said to include the names of the rich and powerful. Lawmakers on Capitol Hill have advanced a bill to claw back $9 billion in federal funding.
The Senate clears the second of two procedural votes on the rescissions package to cancel billions of dollars in foreign aid as well as NPR and PBS funding. It was the same 51-50 with Vice President J.D. Vance casting the tie-breaking vote. GOP Senators McConnell, Murkowski, and Collins voted no. Up next is a Votorama today. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
The Pentagon's ordered 2,000 National Guard troops deployed to Los Angeles during protests over ICE raids to go home. Mayor Karen Bass.
I am here to say that we've had an important victory. I think because Los Angeles stood strong.
Another 2,000 troops will remain in the city. They're bracing for the possibility of bad weather in the Gulf. CBS meteorologist David Parkinson.
This is a very moisture-laden system, so 4, 5, 6, 7 inches of rain possible in portions of the Gulf Coast, particularly Louisiana and maybe the Gulf Coast of Mississippi as we go to close out the week from this tropical disturbance.
There's a new flash flood risk in the Northeast after New York City got socked with half a foot of rain in just 2 hours Monday. Two people in New Jersey died after their car was swept away by rushing water. Another day, another volcanic eruption in Iceland. CBS's Vicky Barker has details from the foreign desk.
Live media images showed the volcano belching smoke with hot yellow and orange lava flowing from the fissures in the earth. Flights are still going in and out of the main airport, Reykjavik, but Iceland's famous geothermal Blue Lagoon spa has been evacuated.
Dow futures are down 5, S&P futures off 8. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-206-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Shali Pittman. Racine police are continuing their investigation into separate shootings that have claimed the lives of two people since Friday. A 37-year-old woman was killed early yesterday on 11th Street, caught in apparent crossfire between two people or groups. And last Friday, a 52-year-old man was killed during an apparent burglary on St. Patrick Street. Police are asking for tips and even cell phone video. A power outage in Milwaukee over the weekend had an unusual culprit, a stray Mylar balloon, those shiny metal stars and hearts. Because they're coated with metal, Mylar balloons can cause short circuits and knock out power, like they did for a couple thousand folks in southeast Milwaukee on Sunday. State Senator Tim Carpenter and other lawmakers are backing a bill that would fine anyone releasing 10 or more Mylar balloons, treating it like littering with a $500 penalty. The bill's new and waiting for a hearing in the legislature. And the campers start to pull into Kenosha County today. The annual Country Thunder Music Festival starts tomorrow in Twin Lakes, with the usual reminders going out about the traffic impacts and other temporary changes. Over the 4 days, up to 100,000 people will fill the Shadow Hill Ranch for the concerts, with thousands of them camping in the temporary campgrounds. At last year's festival, there were 24 arrests and 100 citations issued by the Kenosha County Sheriff's Department. Arrests included charges like disorderly conduct, resisting an officer, battery, and underage alcohol violations. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Shali Pittman. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
National League gets the victory. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the All-Star game ended in a win for the National League. The NL jumped out to a 6-0 lead. The American League came back down 6-4 in the ninth to tie the game up. And so for the first time, they had a swing-off, a mini home run derby. And the Phillies' Kyle Schwarber responded going 3-for-3 home runs on Fox Sports.
Swing-off.
Later, Schwarber named the game's MVP, Brewers rookie Jacob Mizorowski. The Miz pitched in the eighth inning, allowing just one hit and retiring three other batters. And Milwaukee's Trevor McGill also making an appearance, retiring the batter he faced to end the seventh inning. NBA, the Bucks wrapping up their summer league schedule in Las Vegas. They'll take on the Chicago Bulls. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
The weather is brought to you by Hog Lawyer, the lawyer who rides at 888-999-6644. Summer means kickstands up, and the Hog Lawyer reminds you that it's not only important to get your motorcycle ready for the warm road ahead, it's equally important that you are properly insured. So call the lawyer who rides, the Hog Lawyer, at 888-999-6644. That's 888-999-6644 for a free, no-obligation review of your current policy. Better safe than sorry, and with over 50 years of road-tested experience, the Hog Lawyer knows his stuff. Visit him online today at hoglawyer.com.
Partly cloudy, warm and humid today with scattered thunderstorms later this afternoon and tonight. And a couple of those storms could be strong to severe. Our high today, 84. Tonight, 63. Tomorrow, cloudy in the morning, sunshine in the afternoon. A lot cooler and less humid with a high of 73. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 73.
All day on the computer. I hate the computer. Anybody else here spend a good 2-3 hours a day just resetting your passwords online? Not even setting them, resetting them. I love the websites where they demand you change the password, but then they just judge the new one that you're putting in. They don't even let you finish the password before just telling you how terrible they think it is. Like iTunes will be like, you gotta change your password. You're like, okay, you type an A. Weak! That's weak! What were you thinking with that password? Like, did you think that was my entire password? That's the kind of hot shot I think I am. I just stroll around with an A as my password. Go ahead, hackers. Try to get in my Downton Happy episodes. Good luck. Oh, you got it. Oh, okay. All right.
There she was, just walking down the street singing. Tapping her fingers and shuffling her feet singing. She looked good, she looked fine. She looked good, she looked fine. And I nearly lost my mind. Before I knew it, she was walking next to me singing. Oh, I knew
now we're together nearly every single day singing.
Manfred Mann, do what did he? It's, let's see, 6:10, 10 minutes after 6 o'clock at WRJN. Local news and timeless hits for you on a Wednesday morning. Coming up, Carol Gianforte and Jim Basir are going to be here. I know you like them. That's why they come back every month. And they're going to be talking about the 4th of July. This is part two to the 4th of July parade. Now we're going to talk about a little more history of the parade itself coming up at 7:10 this morning. Yeah, it's 7:08 this morning. What else do I have for you here today? Oh, partly sunny. Chance of showers and thunderstorms. Highs near 86. Must be real humid outside because it's real humid in the studio. So it must be. Let's see. Showers and thunderstorms tonight. Low 65. Cloudy. Highs near 71 on Thursday. Currently, it's cloudy. 68 degrees and very humid at Radio Park.
Sometimes I get to thinking about days gone by.
Gore, it's 6:14, local news, timeless hits, and the old crowd. We all have that old crowd from high school, don't we? Yeah, mine's old and gray and put on a little pounds. Other than that, I saw a 50th reunion picture, and the women look fantastic. It's the guys that look a little, there are a couple of guys that still look good. But for the most part, guys unrecognizable. The women look just great in the picture. Hey, big news for that cousin who still wears a Mickey Mouse watch. Disney adults are getting their own dating app. It's going to be called Single Riders. A beta version is set to launch later this year. Now, a Disney superfan in Orlando is behind it. He goes by the name Joe the Bearded Nerd. That should tell you something. On social media, he says he came up with the idea 2 years ago after he got stood up on a date and went to a bar at Disney World to get drunk. I didn't know they served alcohol. He sees it as a way for Disney adults to connect and see if there's a spark. But even if there's no spark, no romance, he hopes it's used to become friends with new people. All right, good for him. Sounds like a good idea. 6:15, local news, timeless hits, WRJN.
Close your eyes and I'll kiss you. Tomorrow I'll miss you. Remember, I'll always be true. I'll pretend that I'm missing the lips I'm missing, and hope that my dreams will come true. And then while I'm away, I'll write home every day, and I'll send all my loving to you. All my loving I will send to you. Close your eyes and I'll kiss you. Tomorrow I'll miss you. Remember, I'll always be true. And then while I'm away, I'll write home every day, and I'll send all my loving to you. All my loving I will send to you.
All my loving. It's 617 local news. Timeless hits at WRJN. Partly sunny. Chance of showers and thunder bumpers today with a high near 86. Cloudy and 68 degrees right now at Radio Park. I can't believe this is even a trend. This is on TikTok. Women are using Sharpie permanent markers as lip liners. It's a Sharpie. It doesn't come off. Experts are warning people that it's not safe to use markers on your skin and lips. You think you would know that kind of stuff, wouldn't you? Didn't they teach you that in grammar school? All right, let's get the beat now.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. The 2025 list of Emmy nominations has been released, and Ben Stiller is probably ecstatic. He's one of the executive producers of the show Severance, which brought in 27 Emmy nominations to lead the pack. Three other shows also drew more than 20 nominations, including HBO's The Penguin, which grabbed 24 nominations. The other two shows that drew more than 20 were Apple TV's The Studio, which pulled in 23 nominations, and HBO's White Lotus, which also pulled in 23. Lots of TV to check out if you want to make the Emmy Awards more enjoyable. Looks like I have to give Severance another chance. The Primetime Emmy Awards, which will be the 77th, take place at the Peacock Theater in Los Angeles September 14th. The show will air on PBS and Paramount Plus and will be hosted by Nate Bargatze, if he's not too busy developing his new amusement park called Nateland. No joke. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Today's big deal of the day, Lee's Deli. Feast like a champ with signature subs like the Godfather, the Hen House, or today's special, the Reuben and Fries. It's a meal fit for a king, made with premium fresh ingredients that will leave you not just full, but fully satisfied. Discover why they've been voted best ever seen year after year. Go to WRJN.com right now, click the Big Deals banner, and purchase $20 Lee's Deli gift cards for just $10. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
If pain is stopping you from doing what you love, Racine Disc Center is ready to help. They offer revolutionary therapies you won't find at other providers, including a genuine disc decompression table, a Class 4 robotic laser, and more. Dr. Tostrup has amazing success with people who have lived with pain for years and tried almost everything, including chiropractic care for sciatica, severe back, neck, and knee pain, migraines, auto injuries, and more. Visit RacineDiscCenter.com, where you go when you thought there was no hope.
Cool down and perk up at Main Street Bakery, where iced coffee dreams come true. Craving a refreshing boost? They have the bold cold brews and creamy caramel lattes to match your mood. Start your morning strong or treat yourself to a midday pause. Anytime is the right time. Pair your drink with a light, summery sweet treat to turn any break into a mini celebration. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
Summer is here. Get some extra cash today with an installment loan up to $2,500 from your friends at AmeriCash Loans. AmeriCash Loans is a licensed lender with locations throughout Wisconsin. Just come by the Kenosha store at 6430 Green Bay Road, right in front of Lowe's. You can also call the store manager right now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.com to apply online. That's AmeriCashLoans.com. Restrictions may apply.
Ready to transform your space? Anton Painting and Decorating is Racine Kenosha's local pros for flawless residential and commercial painting. Freshen up your home or business by giving it a bold new look. Jeffrey and his expert team deliver crisp lines, vibrant color, and trusted quality inside and out. Need help with color choices? No problem. They handle it all from free estimates to the final walkthrough. Visit AntonPainting.com today to schedule your free estimate and let them give that long overdue makeover that's needed. That's AntonPainting.com.
Be part of history and buy a brick in the new Champions Plaza at Horlick Athletic Field. The Racine Raiders have teamed up with the City of Racine Parks, Recreation, and Cultural Services Department to add special plazas inside the main gates at Horlick Field. Get your brick to honor your school, team, or a friend or loved one today. Visit RacineRaiders.com for information.
At WRJN, we're looking forward to joining you at events all summer in downtown Racine. From Hot Harbor Nights to Music on the Monument, First Fridays, and more, we'd love to meet you face-to-face. When we meet up, spin the WRJN prize wheel for fun summer stuff and sign up for our weekly newsletter. Summer goes by fast, so we're planning on taking advantage of all the events downtown. Hope to see you there this week.
In a black dress. Interesting little side note about that song. You don't hear the Hollies on there. You hear Alan Clark on that song. And that was going to be a solo album he was going to put out, aside from the Hollies. And they said, you got a choice. either go solo or you stay with us, but you can't do both. So he said, all right, I'll stay with the Hollies. And he did. And he gave him that song that was supposed to be on his album. And that's why you don't hear the Hollies, only him on it, because it wasn't meant to be a Hollies song. And now you know. Now you can go to have a good day today. Hey, back in the 1930s, there was a brand of toilet paper called Northern Bath Tissue. It marketed itself as 100% splinter-free. That's because not all bathroom tissues guaranteed toilet paper back then that wouldn't have splinters in them. Aren't you happy you live in the year 2025 and you don't have to deal with splinters? With all the things we have to deal with, you don't have to deal with splinters in toilet paper. Ah, going back to the 50s now. I love it. The Penguins. I think a lot of people remember this from Back to the Future. Earth Angel.
Earth Angel. Earth Angel.
McFly playing that at that senior prom for his parents. Remember that? And he starts losing his arm and everything. And then he comes back after they give the big kiss. Remember that? Yeah, that was a good song. Good movie, too. Back to the Future. Love it. How about some feel-good news here? A mailman in Texas named Ian Burke adopted a dog he remembered from his old postal route. The owner was a Vietnam vet who recently passed away, and the dog, Floyd, ended up in a shelter. Now, Ian found out, but had to wait to make sure no one related to the guy claimed Floyd. So he stood outside the shelter waiting for it to open. The first day Floyd went up for adoption, the woman who runs the shelter says it was great to see that old myth about the mailmen and dogs isn't always true. We wish them a long, healthy life together. Aw. Now I feel teary-eyed. It's 6:29, local news, timeless hits at WRJN. Carol Gianforte and Jim Basir coming up. We're going to be talking about the 4th of July parade. This is part two. We're going to talk about the history of the 4th of July parade in Racine. And I wonder how many times it rained, not including this last one, during the 4th of July parade. Maybe they know that. We'll find out. Partly sunny today. Chance of showers and thunderstorms. Highs near 86. Cloudy, 68 degrees right now, right here at Radio Park. Stuart J. Waddle's on vacation this week. And now at 6:30, here's Shelley Pittman, news director.
From the WRJN Radio Park newsroom, I'm Shelley Pittman. It's time to search for those used batteries, that leftover oven cleaner, and that weed killer sitting around. Those are considered household hazardous waste, and they don't belong in your regular trash. The City of Racine is holding its monthly hazardous waste collection this Saturday from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. at 6221 21st Street. It happens once a month on the third Saturday and is open to Racine residents as well as residents of nearby villages. You can drop off everything from automotive fluids and oil-based paints to pool chemicals and fluorescent bulbs. Find the full list and more details about one-day collections at cityofracine.com. Racine's new Woodman's grocery store at the Regency Mall site is almost ready and expected to open next month, and they're hiring. This week, they're looking for employee owners to join the team. Open interviews are happening through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. The store is a big part of a $120 million redevelopment project that will bring new apartments, shops, and dining to the area. And French Flair is about to fill Milwaukee's Cathedral Square. Bastille Days starts tomorrow and runs through Sunday. Francophiles and others can take in wine tastings, crepes, can-can dances, and of course, Le Tour Eiffel. Organizers are expecting big crowds and are reminding people about traffic impacts in the downtown area. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Charlie Pittman. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
That yummy ice cream treat that you enjoy might look a little different in the future. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Wednesday. That's because the ice cream industry is the first to pledge that they are going to discontinue use of certain artificial colors from ice cream products made with real milk by December 31st, 2027. Now, if it's a complicated flavor, that can take a little longer, according to Shannon Simon, marketing manager for Cedar Crest Ice Cream.
Pirate's Bounty obviously uses M&Ms, so we would have to be on waiting on Mars to kind of change their food dye before we'd have the availability to change our food dyes. So we are kind of at the mercy of a few other companies that needs to make their changes first. But for something like our strawberry and our blue moon that uses some dyes, we are considering alternatives that would still provide the same taste. So it is something that our team is actively working on, but it's going to take some time before we can finally fully execute, you know, a whole dye-free ice cream flavor.
Shannon Simon, she's the marketing manager for Cedar Crest Ice Cream, explaining how truly complicated those kinds of changes can be. Now, the International Dairy Foods Association says right now, U.S. ice cream companies are pledging to eliminate the use of red dye number 3, red number 40, green 3, blue 1, blue 2, yellow 5, and yellow 6 from their ice cream and frozen dairy desserts by 2028.com.
You're invited to Clinton Farms in Bear Creek for this year's Farm Technology Days, Generations of Progress. This year's event features the chance to explore cutting-edge equipment, innovative techniques, and taking a glimpse into the next generation of agriculture. There's also a rotary parlor, seminars, and, of course, field demos of all kinds. Mark your calendars for August 5th through the 7th and bring the whole family to this year's event. For more information and show details, visit wifarmtechdays.org.
Don't let sick calves get you down and drain your profits. Get your calves up and moving with BioVet's Calf Electrolyte. Our Baselite product contains balanced electrolytes for restoring and maintaining proper fluid levels in scouring calves. Baselite also provides additional energy to support recovery. It's easy to mix, and calves are easy to drink it down to the last drop. Learn more about Baselite at bio-vet.com.
Innovation.
And while the ice cream industry may be one of the first to walk away from certain artificial food dyes, in some states, it's becoming mandatory. Texas is already requiring warning labels on 44 ingredients. Louisiana just created a law controlling 50 ingredients, some prohibited in schools and some banned throughout the state. The ingredient conversation continues. I'm Pam Yonke.
Partly cloudy, warm, and humid today with scattered thunderstorms later this afternoon and tonight. And a couple of those storms could be strong to severe. Our high today, 84. Tonight, 63. Tomorrow, cloudy in the morning, sunshine in the afternoon. A lot cooler and less humid with a high of 73. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 73.
Bit of a sports fan. My favorite sporting event to watch, the Olympics.
It's hard to tell how good the athletes are anymore because, frankly, they're all good, you know? You 10 guys run a sprint and one guy wins, we know he's fast. One guy loses and we go, oh, that guy's slow. Should have worked out harder. I know, that's, you know, kind of a funny thing to say from your sofa. That's why I think every sport in the Olympics needs what I call a perspective athlete. Right, in track, you'd have a pink lane going around the track. Right before the race, you just grab some random yahoo from the audience. Come on down here, sir. You're going to run in the pink lane today, representing the rest of humanity. That way the viewers at home can see how fast these other freaks of nature really are. Gymnastics would be hilarious. Gymnastics. Some pink guy on those rings, just shut up!
See walking in these woods. Why, it's Little Red Riding Hood. Hey there, Little Red Riding Hood. You sure are looking good. You're everything a big bad wolf could want. Listen to me, Little Red Riding Hood. I don't think little big girls should spooky old woods alone.
Sham and the Pharaohs, yeah, Little Red Riding Hood. Did they really think they were going to be like the Beatles? And they had two hits, Little Red Riding Hood and Woolly Bully. So I guess they, you know, had a lot more hits than most bands did in those days. 6:38, local news, timeless hits, WRJN. I mentioned this yesterday, and now it's making big news. Neil Diamond attended a performance of his own musical called A Beautiful Noise. And he was in the audience, and they gave him a microphone. He sang Sweet Caroline from the audience. Now, he's 84 years old, battling Parkinson's. He gave it his all. The performers in the show and the audience ate it up. And you know what? I heard it on ABC World News. He sounded pretty darn good. Yeah, I loved it. We're looking for a partly sunny day today with a high near 86, chance of showers and thunderstorms this afternoon. Cloudy 68 and very humid at Radio Park. Here's BJ. Here's Hooked on a Feeling at WRJN.
I can't stop this feeling deep inside of me. Girl, you just don't realize what you do to me when you're home. Let me know everything's all right. I
Local news, Tamla's hits at WRJN. How rude are you? Well, let's find out. Google posted the top five is it rude questions that we've been Googling. Here it is. Is it rude to refuse a gift? Is it rude to wear sunglasses indoors? Is it rude to invite someone to a bridal shower and not to the wedding? Is it rude to stare at someone? And is it rude to go into a restaurant an hour before they close? Probably yes to all of those, right? Do you do any of those? Of course you do. 642.
Round, round, get around. I get around.
Yeah,
get around, round, round.
Where the kids are hip. My buddies and me, you're getting real well known. Yeah, the bad guys know us and they leave us alone.
I get around.
Cause it's never been beat, and we've never missed yet with the girls we meet. None of the guys go steady, cause it wouldn't be right to leave your best girl home on a Saturday night.
Around 6:44, local news. Timeless hits here at WRGN. How about some celebrity stuff this morning? Kim Kardashian reportedly had a meltdown over the attention Sydney Sweeney got at the Jeff Bezos wedding because it made Kim realize she's not the it girl anymore. There's also strong speculation that 61-year-old Brad Pitt had a facelift or two because he looks so youthful these days, and someone saw a scar spotted by his ear. Why do we even think about this stuff? Why are we worrying ourselves? 6:45, local news, Timeless Hits, WRJN.
Looking to move your body, free your mind, and find your people? Come to Studio OXO, where strength meets artistry. Racine's finest dance studio for adults and teens. Located at 4060 North Main Street, Studio OXO offers classes, workshops, and events for movers age 16 and up. Whether you're a beginner or seasoned dancer, their inclusive, supportive space is here to help you gain confidence and connect to the power of movement. Visit Studio OXO Facebook page to book your class today. Studio OXO. Move boldly. Dance freely.
A toe-tapping tribute to the love of musical theater, The Drowsy Chaperone, opens this weekend at the Racine Theater Guild. Dust off your favorite record, place the needle in a groove, and settle into your cozy armchair as you're transported to the world of an imaginary 1928 musical. It's jam-packed with mistaken identities, larger-than-life characters, madcap hijinks, and flashy dance numbers all the way to the altar. Call the box office at 633-4218 or visit racinetheater.org for showtimes and tickets.
Every day is a great day to visit O&H Danish Bakery. And all this week, O&H is featuring one of their most popular summer Kringle. Key Lime Pie Kringle is back, and you're going to love its tart and creamy key lime filling. This customer favorite is not to be missed, so be sure to pick one up this week. And while you're there, pick up one of O&H's sensational chocolate eclairs, an irresistible indulgence. Enjoy scratch-made Danish delights from O&H Danish Bakery in Racine, Sturtevant, and Oak Creek.
Are your
ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
This update sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you. Brewers Baseball Academy, presented by Fleet Farm, returns to cities this summer for its 13th year. Kids ages 6 to 14 are invited for a week of instruction and fun, plus a VIP day at American Family Field. Space is limited. Don't miss out. Visit brewers.com/camps for details. Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org. Insured by NCUA.
No more mold, no more damage, no more slipping and hurting. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a never-clear glass-treated door. BCI Bath and Shower. Interest-free financing options. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115.
Different Drown the Stone Ponies, Linda Ronstadt. Local news, timeless hits, WRJN at 6:50. All right, this sounds like a good idea. A man in France escaped from prison by hiding in the luggage of a fellow cellmate who was being released. Didn't work. They caught him. Guess it wasn't a good idea. Hey, coming up, we're going to talk to Carol Gianforte and Jim Basir. We're going to talk about the history of the Racine 4th of July Parade Part 2. That's coming up a little after 7 o'clock. Partly sunny. Chance of showers and thunderstorms. Highs near 86 today. Chance of more showers and thunderstorms tonight. Lows 65. And cloudy with a high near 71 tomorrow. Cloudy 68 degrees and very humid at Radio Park. Ah, their one-hit song leads to the Stampeders' Sweet City Roman, 6:51. Local news. Timeless hits right here at WRJN.
shines her light on the city nights. And I gotta catch a noon train, I gotta be there on time. Oh, it feels so good to know she waits at the end of the line. Sweet, sweet city woman, I can see your face, I can hear your voice, I can almost touch you. Sweet, sweet city woman, on the banjo and me, we got a feel for singing. Yeah, yeah, bon, c'est bon. She'll sing in the evening, oh, familiar tunes. And she feeds me love and tenderness and macaroons. Sweet, sweet city woman, I can see your face, I can hear your voice, I can almost touch you. Sweet, sweet city woman, on the banjo and me, we got a
Peter's Sweet City Woman, local news, timeless hits, WRJN. All right, man, I got a hint for you here. Men who use shirtless selfies in their online dating profiles get 25% fewer matches, according to a new study, mainly because women think they're immature and not relationship material. However, women who use bikini photos in their profiles get 40% more matches. I don't know, there's some lesson to be learned there. I'm not sure what it is, but... It's time for Gary Lewis and the Playboys. Everybody loves a clown at WRJN. Lewis and the Playboys. Yes, that's Jerry Lewis's kid. I don't know what he's doing today. Excuse me, I saw a picture of him not too long ago, but they didn't mention what he was up to. 42% of people in a poll would reject a chance to go to the moon if they could, even if it was a safe return guaranteed. Among them, most people said they weren't interested in going to the moon because they thought it would be boring. Wonder if Alice Cramden ever made it to the moon. Huh. Ralph was saying she was going to the moon, but I don't know if she ever made it. 657 WRJN. Here's Hermits, Hermits. Listen, people.
Listen, people, to what I say. I say everybody's got to have their day. And don't you know that everybody's got to love somebody sometime? Everybody's got to win a heart. Everybody's got to love somebody sometime. When you do, I hope you never pause. I once found love just like you. But then he came, he might come to you. And don't you know that everybody's got to lose somebody sometime? But everybody can. To lose somebody sometimes, so take care that you don't lose your heart. Take my advice and you'll always find, and you'll be happy all of the time. Take my advice and you will see, you'll be happy as you can be. Listen, got to have their day. And don't you know that everybody's got to love somebody sometime? Everybody's got to win a heart. Everybody's got to love somebody sometime. When you do, I hope you never part. You never part. Listen, people. Listen, people.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Jim and Carol coming up in a moment. Right now, it's exactly 7 o'clock.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile Business Advantage.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. A powerful Republican voice joins a growing GOP chorus urging the Justice Department to release the Jeffrey Epstein files. House Speaker Mike Johnson on the Benny Johnson Show podcast.
The White House and the White House team are privy to facts that I don't know. I mean, this isn't my lane. I haven't been involved in that. But I agree with the sentiment that we need to put it out there.
Attorney General Pam Bondi insists there's no client list or damning evidence tying the rich and powerful to the late pedophile. President Trump backs her up.
I don't understand it. Why they.